share it with you tonight, Leroy. But I just want to say that it's a privilege to be Leroy's wife. God has done many wonderful things in our lives together, and it's just a privilege to walk with him and to fellowship with him and to be a part of his life. And I'm sure that God has been doing some pretty wonderful things in your life since you've been here. I'm sure through various workshops and speakers and so on, God has spoken to you. And I think Scotty mentioned that it was here that he and Joan became engaged or something like that. Well, it was here that I came to my first Navigator conference a number of years back. And God has done some wonderful things since that time, so I don't regret coming at all. Leroy has given his testimony, I think, probably a lot of times, but I don't know that I've gotten up, and a lot of you probably haven't heard my testimony, but I'm just going to touch a little bit because I want to tell you what God is doing in my life today. But I do want to give you a little bit of background to let you know how I became a Christian and then how God has been working in my life. And I don't want to speak all night, but I do want to touch just a few things. But I didn't come from a Christian background. I had very little spiritual training as a child. And there are two things that I remember as a child. One, I wonder if, when I die, if I'm going to go to heaven. And I sort of consoled my heart with the fact, well, if my good deeds outweigh my bad ones, I'll probably go to heaven. And I sort of pushed it aside. And when I was in high school, there was a classmate of mine asked me if I was a Christian. And I thought, oh dear, what do I say? I don't have any idea what she's talking about. But I sort of thought, well, I live in America, and America is a Christian nation, so I must be a Christian. So I said, yes, I'm a Christian. And she didn't pursue it any further, so never explained anything or ask any other questions. So that's where I was left with just the idea, well, yes, I'm a Christian. I live in a Christian nation. Well, you've heard the story probably of how Leroy met me, so I won't go into that detail. But I met Leroy just after he got out of the military. And after a year and a half, we were married, neither one of us knowing the Lord. But we, as a young teenager, I thought, well, the apex of happiness is getting married and having a family. So when I was married and had a family, somehow there was something missing in my life. My life still wasn't complete. There were many joys, but there were some heartaches too. And I thought, well, my life is just not complete. And at that time, Leroy and I decided, since we had a small son, that we probably should get involved in a church. So we did. We saw a church in Harlan, Iowa that seemed to be well attended. And we thought, well, why don't we start here? And there were two things that day that really stood out to me. One was the fact that the preacher, when he got up in the pulpit, said, the reason that I'm here is not because it's a profession or for the money that's in it, but because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And I never heard anything like that, and it really touched my heart. And the second thing was that there was a lady in the choir who was the Sunday school teacher of the young married people. And she had spotted us as new people, and she immediately came down and welcomed us to the church and invited us to the Sunday school class, invited us to meet some of the other young couples. Well, it was through these couples and the ministry of that church that we saw that they had a quality of life that Leroy and I didn't have. We were looking for happiness, but we were searching in the wrong direction. Well, they saw our interest, and I'm sure they spent much time in prayer for us. And when a Bible salesman came to town, they sort of sent him over our way. And we purchased the Bible, and I won't go into detail about that, but it was through reading the Word of God that I committed my life to Christ. And I think the most outstanding thing that I was aware of, and nobody said, you know, remember the day or what is taking place or anything like that, but my whole life had changed. And you all know the verse where it talks about you're a brand new creation in Christ. And this is exactly what had happened to my life. I memorized the verse later. But this is exactly what happened. It seemed like I'd walked down the street and the whole world looked different. Things have changed considerably and I was looking through new eyes. God had done quite a work in my own heart and life. Well, I could go on and tell you how we met the Navigators and all the multitude of experiences that God has allowed, but time doesn't permit because I'm just supposed to give a testimony tonight. But I just want to tell you about something today that happened that God did, which was so exciting. I went up to get my hair fixed. I walk up there. It's about a mile. I walk because I like to walk for the exercise, but also so that I can pray and meditate on the Lord. I was just meditating on some things that God has been doing in my own heart and life over the past months and years and just rejoicing because I was so excited to see His hand at work in my life. And he's done some tremendous things. So I was just rejoicing and thanking him for it and telling him how much I love him. And I said, Lord, I can't keep this quiet. I've got to tell the world. There's so much inside. You have filled me so full that I just can't keep it inside. I've got to tell the world. So guess what he did at the beauty shop? A new girl fixed my hair. And so we began to talk about the Lord. And I discovered that she knew the Lord, but she wasn't really growing. And the thing that was the emphasis in her life was speaking in tongues. And so I just quizzed her. I said, well, tell me about that experience. What happened when you began to speak in tongues? Well, it was quite a mystery to her. She didn't fully understand what had happened, but the thing that she remembered, it was an emotional experience, but she felt the presence of God. And since that time, she hasn't spoken in tongues, but it was such a wonderful experience that she's hungry now to know how she can go on further with the Lord. So then God opened the door so I could just share with her how she could grow spiritually. Just comparing, you know, a physical birth and development. You all know the stories. You've all preached it. And just God opened the door so that I could just share this with her, just sort of whetting her appetite. And when I left, I said to Roxanne, I said, oh, I really enjoyed talking with you and getting to meet you. And she says, you know, you really made my day today. And I thought, God, thank you. But that wasn't the only thing that happened at the beauty shop. God did something else that was just, you know, exceedingly abundantly. It was sort of like telling the world, you know, because there was only two operators in the shop, and the other one was the owner, and her name is Judy. And I had talked with her on one other occasion, found out a little bit about her life, but she comes from a Catholic background. She goes to a Catholic church. She wasn't busy at the time, so she was sharing that her children were going to a Bible school during the summer that the Catholic Church was sponsoring, which is entirely new in the Catholic world. And she was excited about that and what it was doing for her children. And she was talking about religion and all kinds of things. Well, pretty soon it all got down to just talking about God and our relationship with God. And just the story I told you about what God did in my life and changed, how he changed my life, it seemed like just a natural thing that the Spirit of God just took what we were saying and just brought out my testimony. I mean, it wasn't planned or programmed or anything else. It just seemed a natural thing to do is just to share my testimony with Judy. And I was so excited because I thought, God, how you open doors. I wanted to tell the world, and look what you did this morning. So all I could do on the way home was just thank God and praise him some more for what he had done. Do I have time to tell one more little story? Well, this has been such an exciting day of so many wonderful things happening that I can't keep quiet. But anyway, another little incident that happened. Well, really two, but I'll just tell you about the one. But anyway, I love to work outside. And John Lagasse sort of calls it my grassroots ministry. But God has been revealing himself to me in so many wonderful ways. I was drawing some spiritual applications from my little time out in the backyard pulling dandelions. Well, in the spring, I had pulled those dandelions. I had dug them. And guess what? They came back. And I began to think, you know, that's sort of like things in our lives. Unless we get to the root of them, they keep cropping up all the time. They're just there all the time. And you have to keep digging away or plucking away at them. And you really have to get to the root of them. Then I went out a little further in the yard on the bank, and there were some tall weeds, and I thought, well, I've got to yank those out, you know, because they really look ugly. But then I began to think, well, today they're much easier to pull than, say, they would have been a week ago, because yesterday there had been a storm. Well, I'm sort of getting the cart before the horse. Well, anyway, I sort of compared that to things in our lives and God rooting out things in our lives. See, when the sun was hot and the ground was hard, they were pretty hard to pull out. But after a storm, then they were much easier to pull out. And I thought, so it is in our lives, that God can root a lot of things out of our lives when our hearts are tender toward him, when he melts our hearts. And God has done that in my life. God has given me a prodigal son, but through it, God has taught me so much about himself then all I can do is thank him for that. And I'm reminded of the story of the prodigal son. It didn't end in heartache. It ended in heartache for a while until he repented and came back to God. And I thought, you know, God will do that in the life of my son when the work that he has to do in my life is complete, and also when the work that he wants to do in my son's life is complete. And then we'll see great deliverance. So all I want to say is I've walked with the Lord for 24 years, and it gets better all the time. I know that God controls my life. He controls every step. Psalm 139 says, even before I was born, he scheduled my days. And he has a perfect plan, and he knows what I need day by day. And so he takes care of it, and he wants me to develop and grow. And all I can say is I love the Lord today more, far more than I did 24 years ago when he saved me.